Morning Watch. Vital Factors for the Recovery of the Church Life, Week 1, Saturday. Related Verses. Acts 20:28. Take heed to yourselves and to all the flock, among whom the Holy Spirit has placed you as overseers to shepherd the church of God, which he obtained through his own blood. 2 Corinthians 12:15. But I will most gladly spend and be utterly spent on behalf of your souls. If I love you more abundantly, am I loved less? Philippians 2:17. But even if I am being poured out as a drink offering upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I rejoice and I rejoice together with you all. 1 Corinthians 9:22. To the weak I became weak, that I might gain the weak. To all men I have become all things, that I might by all means save some. 1 Thessalonians 5:14. And we exhort you, brothers, admonish the disorderly, console the faint-hearted, sustain the weak, be long-suffering toward all. Ephesians 4:2 and 15 through 16. With all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, bearing one another in love. But holding to truth in love, we may grow up into him in all things, who is the head, Christ, out from whom all the body, being joined together and being knit together through every joint of the rich supply, and through the operation in the measure of each one part, causes the growth of the body unto the building up of itself in love. Ephesians 5:2, and walk in love, even as Christ also loved us and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. Related Reading. We may have the feeling that we are strong ones. In 1 Corinthians 9:22, Paul says, "To the weak I became weak, that I may gain the weak." This means that we should come down to the weak one's level. To a sick person, we come down to the level of a sick person. This is the way to shepherd people, by visiting them. Paul also says, "Who is stumbled, and I myself do not burn?" This is to burn in sorrow and indignation over the cause of the stumbling of all the fallen ones. This shows the pattern of Paul as a good shepherd taking care of God's flock. In Paul's talk with the elders in Ephesus in Acts 20, Paul said that he taught them publicly and from house to house. He did this to perfect the saints. He did not shrink from declaring to them anything that was profitable. Declaring to them all the counsel of God, what a marvelous perfecting work the Apostle Paul did. Paul went back again and again to every home of the saints, exhorting them and admonishing them with tears. An apostle should speak full of sympathy with tears. Do you want to be an apostle? Then learn how to weep. In Acts 20:19, Paul said that he served the Lord as a slave with all humility and tears. Then in verse 31, he said that he did not cease admonishing each one of the saints with tears. An apostle tells the dear ones under his shepherding everything concerning God and his counsel with tears. He does not only speak publicly, but he also visits the homes of the saints. The end of 1 Corinthians 12 reveals that love is the most excellent way. How can one be an elder? How can one be a co-worker? How do we shepherd people? Love is the most excellent way. Love is the most excellent way for us to prophesy and teach others. Love is the most excellent way for us to be anything or do anything. The church is not a police station to arrest people or a law court to judge people, but a home to raise up believers. Parents know that the worse their children are, the more they need their raising up. If our children were angels, they would not need our parenting to raise them up. The church is a loving home to raise up the children. The church is also a hospital to heal and to recover the sick ones. Finally, the church is a school to teach and edify the unlearned ones who do not have much understanding. Because the church is a home, a hospital, and a school, the co-workers and elders should be one with the Lord to raise up, to heal, to recover, and to teach others in love. Love covers and builds up, so love is the most excellent way for us to be anything and to do anything for the building up of the body of Christ. I hope that there will be a genuine revival among us by our receiving this burden of shepherding. If all the churches receive this teaching to participate in Christ's wonderful shepherding, there will be a big revival in the recovery. In the past, we did much speaking and teaching with very little shepherding. Shepherding and teaching should be like 2 feet for our move with the Lord. Our shepherding should always be with teaching, and our teaching should always be with shepherding.